Hi, you're with Eloise Ansell. Welcome to Intuition Talks podcast. So Christmas is here for those of you who celebrate it and all the other festivities. Most of us are having a break, be it in the winter cloud or in the summer sun. So this is a really nice time, especially if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, just to take some time for yourself. So you know, when it gets colder, we naturally kind of slow down. If we were really in tune with everything, we'd practically be going to bed when the sun sets and waking up with the sun. So we'd be sleeping for longer. So it's kind of hibernation time. So it's a really key time to make sure that you are getting some rest in between all the rushing around and fun that we tend to have. So please make sure you should take some time out for yourself and use your intuition for it. So use your intuition. It's like, what do I need today to nurture myself? What do I need to do today that would, you know, be of use to me, to service to me, to nurture myself, to help my health and well-being, to get through this period? And it may just be going for a gentle walk, having a hot bath, drinking a glass of water, having a nice warm cup of tea, or getting the hot water bottle out in the evening. You know, I mean, it might be something very easy, very gentle that you can do for yourself that will make such a big difference. So if you're unsure what you need, just sit quietly with your eyes closed, take a couple of deep breaths and just ask, you know, what would be the best thing to nurture me today? And just see what bubbles up. You might not get an answer in that moment, but later on you might just get a felt sense like, oh, do you know, I really want a bath. And go with it, you know, make some space for that, you know, put some candles out, you know, really go to town and, you know, just have a nice relax. It's so important to be in tune with life. I had a client email me and she's like, oh, I've been sleeping loads at the moment. How can I stop it? And I'm like, well, we should celebrate that because it means you're quite in tune with everything. So, so I don't know if I can stop that. Sorry. You know, it's kind of cute, but naturally, we will go into a little bit more of a hibernation. Now, if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, it's the heat of summer. So we tend to slow down then as well. So spring and autumn tend to be the kind of seasons of more activity. Now, as our weather's a little bit weirder and it's moving all around the place, you know, and some people don't live in an area where you have seasons, but you can still kind of tune into it, even if you use the calendar as a guide or just use what actually is going on outside your door as a guide and just go with that. We need to go through the seasons, even if you don't physically have them. It's a key cycle for the body. Now, depending on where you are, you know, if you're in an area where it's warmer all year long, let's take that for an example, you're still going to get cooler days. So you're going to still be able to kind of tune into that. And obviously, naturally, wherever you are is going to affect you. So you may not need to slow down as much. But it's still important to have that time to nurture yourself. In winter, all the plants die off. They go back underground. And that's where they regain their strength. That's where they start to germinate and get ready for a new year and start to grow again in the spring. That's when the activity comes up and that's when we should be more active. So you really use your intuition this winter. Tune in and, you know, just be gentle with yourself. So enjoy, have some time to yourself, and I'll catch up with you soon. Okay, take care. Bye.